From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. North Korea's official state media reported today that leader Kim Jong-il met today with former President Bill Clinton. The agency says the two met in Pyongyang and that Mr. Clinton courteously conveyed a verbal message from President Barack Obama. The report says Kim expressed his thanks and the two shared a wide-ranging exchange of views. In Washington, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on NBC's Today Show, said that any long-term value to the former president's trip is unclear.
I don't know if this is the beginning of something larger or it's just an effort at a humanitarian breakthrough in this particular case.
Mr. Clinton went to North Korea on a mission to secure the release of jailed American journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. President Obama has invited all Senate Democrats to the White House for a luncheon today. They will discuss legislative work still to be done in this final week before the August recess. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This happens to be President Obama's birthday, but Senate Democrats have much more pressing work to address at the White House. Topping the list is health care. The president had hoped for more progress prior to the summer break, but neither the House nor Senate has passed a bill out of committee, and compromise has been slow to come. The senators and the president are also expected to discuss the proposed extension of the Cash for Clunkers program, which provides a big government rebate for trading in an old car for a new, higher mileage vehicle. The popular program quickly burned through its initial $1 billion in funding. If it's to be continued uninterrupted, the Senate needs to approve a House pass bill, providing an additional $2 billion before going on August recess on Friday. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
A series of rocket attacks slammed into Kabul at dawn today in the first major attack on the relatively calm Afghan capital. NPR's Zaria Zahardi-Nelson says that the rockets landed in the same district as the U.S. and British embassies.
The rockets were launched from a small village about 5 miles northeast of Kabul called Dehsabz. And apparently these were, at least we're getting reports that they were Russian-made BM-1 rockets, which are fairly crude. There was also a crude timing device that was used to launch these rockets. There were reports of two people being injured, a man and a child. But at the embassy, basically the spokeswoman told me she woke up from the noise, but there were no extraordinary measures taken. Nobody was evacuated or put into bunkers or anything like that.
NPR's Saraya Zahardi-Nelson reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan. Prices are lower slightly on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a point to 92.86. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 5 points to 2003. This is NPR News. Personal incomes in the U.S. fell by 1.3% in June. That's according to the government. Consumer spending ticked up, but much of it was driven by rising gas prices. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
There are small signs the economy is improving, but employers continue to lay off workers, and that's taking a toll on people's pocketbooks. The Commerce Department said the June decline in personal income was the largest monthly drop in more than 4 years. The government said spending was up 0.4%. But that increase came during a month when gas prices were at their highest level so far this year. Analysts watch consumer spending very closely because it drives most of the country's economic growth. The government said the personal savings rate dipped last month to 4.5% of disposable income. Still, that was dramatically higher than during the nation's earlier credit binge, when people actually spent more money than they earned. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Today, the Senate begins debate on the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Democrats appeared to be unanimous in their support of Sotomayor, the first Hispanic nominee, while most Republicans have branded her an activist judge. Democrats say that's not the case, but Arizona Senator John McCain is among Republicans who say her track record says otherwise. McCain is one of several Republican senators who plan to vote against Sotomayor despite their large Hispanic constituencies. Only a handful of Republicans are supporting the nominee, and no Democrat has spoken out against Sotomayor. Her confirmation is said to be virtually assured. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.